from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Gresh and Foyer coming up in half an hour. Shime off today, but back tomorrow. And tomorrow on this show, the front office report with Craig Breslow. I mentioned it when John Jackson was in here.
Mm-hmm. Once again, you're leaving me alone for the front office report.
Has there ever been more of a divisive issue in our time than the Karen Reed trial?
Tom and Bill.
Yeah, I guess.
Who'd you say?
Tom versus Bill.
Tom v. Bill.
Yeah. Especially with, like, not much evidence either way. You know what I mean?
I think that's the problem.
That is the biggest issue.
If you're going to rely on, and I really, I want to be clear because people are going, you know, which I love. People are going back and forth in the Twitch chat. People are going back and forth on the Subaru of New England text line. And people are, you know, as is always the case, right down the middle on how they feel about John coming in here. Mm-hmm. John, I wanted to come in here and speak about his friend, yeah. John O'Keefe. And make sure that John O'Keefe was not forgotten in all of the discussions. Right. And I think that is
important,
very important. So I think you have to try to separate, if you can, the two from what everybody has an opinion. Not everybody. Most everybody has an opinion on this case. That is because of the attention that was on this case. That is because it was broadcast on court television, every single day for hours. So the unfortunate thing in the, or maybe it is the fortunate thing in the American justice system, is that there are 12 people who are determined to have the opinion that matters. None of the rest of us were there. None of the rest of us. So in one case, you can say, I know what happened, and I just know that this person did this.
Mm-hmm.
The other side can say, geez, I saw no evidence that showed me that. And it's really, the justice system is...
Blows.
Do you think it blows?
Yeah, it stinks.
And I would just add, in not specific to this case as a general rule, investigations matter.
What?
How you collect,
so right.
How you collect evidence matters. How you try a case matters. And the imbalance in the spending that the defense can do versus the state elected district attorney is a massive gap. So all of those things can coalesce and create a feeling of injustice. But that's the system we have. And I find the... We spend so much time arguing and debating things without ever exiting an echo chamber. And part of the reason I love this job and I love where I was raised is that I had different views of things than most of the people I was always around. And that allows you to have a better sense of self in arguing proper points. And this, the way in which this has generally been discussed has been with one side saying this, one side saying that.
Yeah.
each calling the other all these names without ever having to meet anybody. And I'm happy that John came in and, you know, was able to express his opinions. And this show has always been one that welcomes and encourages people with other views to join it.
Sure. That's why I was somewhat surprised by the vitriol expressed by those who were critical of the fact that we spoke to Karen Reed, because Karen Reed remains an innocent until proven guilty person.
Mm.
And if you have interest in that case...
But we know the world doesn't work like
but
that.
But if you
innocent
are,
until
well,
proven
but
guilty.
Why not, though?
Hey, I've always asked that question.
What if you're the person?
I've always asked that question. It's always guilty until you can prove your innocence.
We just talked about it. There is a new documentary on Hulu or Peacock, I'm forgetting which one, where they are sitting down and talking to Scott Peterson, who is behind bars for killing his pregnant wife and unborn child. If you work in any type of broadcasting...
Nine-month preborn, basically, murdering his son, that was Connor. Like,
right.
Carry on, sorry.
Like, you, of course, want to sit down with the biggest story that is going on right now. And I just don't understand why we can all have views on this topic without people saying that, like, you're a bad person or you don't care about the person who died. No, we've been talking about this story since the Monday after it happened because John O'Keefe deserves justice. And if you think Karen Reed did it, then I guess you don't think that we are trying to get justice by sitting with her.
I think it's people, and this is where we talk about, people will go, oh, if you believe she didn't do it, you're a bad person because there are people who said she did do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
they do that with everybody, right? They do. We talk about that all the time, and that's one of the things I always push is like people are, you have to prove your innocence. You're guilty until you can prove your innocence. We've seen so many people, whether they've been arrested, whether they go to jail, whether they've been indicted on so many things, and then it comes back and goes, oh, wait a second, they didn't do it. Now it's too late.
I think from the outside, and that's where we are on this case and others, you're always hoping that justice is done and that the justice system works.
Yeah.
I was sitting there watching that trial, waiting breathlessly for the state to prove what happened.
To be fair, you get really quickly out of breath.
It happens. Currently, I am out of breath. It happens when I'm sitting down, which is probably an issue.
You have started new sounds when you sit. I just want.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I keep you aware of that.
Oh, believe me. When I get up off the couch, and it's not an old man thing,
sure,
but I make some noise because I've probably been walking all day. I'm fully exercised, whether it's Trainer Dan or whatever, so I make a noise. And every time Lindsay goes, are you going to die?
That is a very great Lindsay.
Like,
holy
I'm
cow.
Not going to die. Happen to be very healthy.
Just out of breath.
quite frankly, don't really look my age. So, a lot of people tell me.
Yeah.
So.
It's the beard.
But.
That must be reassuring. I'm going to use the restroom. Are you going to die?
Are you going to die? Oh, you're coughing a lot. Are you going to die? My Lord, no, I'm fine. But anyway, the pursuit of justice for John O'Keefe should be wanting to know,
right.
Wanting a jury to be shown without any kind of doubt that in this case, if you
right.
believe Karen Reed did it, that she did it. And
yeah, I've never like really been a fan of the judicial system, and it is what it is. This is what we got to live with.
Yeah,
but I guarantee you, I could Google 10 cases with similar evidence or situations like this where you might get six people who were found guilty of it. Right?
Yeah. So it's it happens.
Have
you ever seen this picture?
I did see that.
There's a guy who was wrongly accused of a crime 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
Looking at your eyes, not wrongly accused. High as a kite.
What? Do I look high in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah.
And you look like you have really raucous gas.
I mean, that is a guy who got hung up, Wiggy, in the justice system.
Yeah,
wrongly accused.
That's it.
Does that mugshot fit on your tiny TV?
All right.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
yep.
Let me talk to Bill from Newton. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. I don't want to bash the guy because obviously that sucks what happened to him and his
yes.
friends and knowing this guy.
Yes.
But it takes balls to come on the radio. But all he did was confirm what the next result is going to be, which is going to be not guilty or a mistrial. He said nothing. He brought nothing to the table that would make me think, oh, yeah, she definitely did it. I mean, I understand they're all upset and they want justice, but he had nothing. I didn't even follow the case, and I'm trying to hear something that says, well, she probably did it, and this guy came on your show and really didn't say anything. It was kind of sad, actually.
I think, to be fair, I think his intent was wanting to make sure that John's memory was the most
kept alive.
Was the most important,
and he was a good
thing.
Guy.
Yep.
And I think
all right, he did that.
Right.
He did that. But as listeners, we're all sitting there going, maybe he's got something. I mean, it was going to be probably wasn't going to happen. I mean, you figure the lawyers would have at least said whatever right. you know information he was going to bring to the table. But he really brought nothing. And frankly, I was kind of disappointed in the interview, not because of you guys. I'm sure you were hoping he was going to say something, but he really didn't say anything. By the way, I do have friends that think you and Courtney are star bleepers. I don't agree with them,
yeah.
but that's what they think about you. But they do love the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all that matters, right, Greg?
I mean, if you're going to, I mean, who would you bleep if it weren't a star? You know, I don't think, I wouldn't consider Karen Reed to be a star.
Right,
but,
right.
But that's
the
more like Edelman and Greg.
I think more your friends should be, I'll be honest with you. It was a free dinner, and I am more of a dinner bleeper. I am a free. I would say I'm always a free dinner bleeper.
The wine was good there too.
And Lindsay said it was your last supper. So.
Isn't
somebody wants me to repeat the noise I make when I get up?
Please.
Oh,
I mean,
I feel like we all do that though.
Don't you do that?
I do that.
You don't do that, Courtney?
No, I
feel
don't.
Like we all
Are
do
you
that.
Gonna die?
Lindsay's the best thing that's happened to the show in a long time.
Why is that,
just
Curtis?
Canceling you on social media. Of all the things you can say to Greg, are you gonna die?
Yeah, she doesn't give an F.
No, she does not give an F.
Oh, it's awesome.
There are people who I think Lindsay honestly believes that Bullet's feelings were somehow hurt.
Oh. Mm.
Definitely.
Because what do you mean definitely? Because
definitely.
I shared that he pooped in an elevator.
He don't know the dog.
He's a dog. I love him. He's man's best friend, but he
right.
doesn't know. That
no,
he was
dogs
about
get
that.
Embarrassed.
No, they
like
don't.
A bad haircut, embarrassed.
No, they.
Santo told Harry that he had farted the other day and that it smelled bad. Harry like hit his head after in shame.
Right.
He felt so bad.
Right. Well, I feel bad for Harry because it was most likely you who farted,
not me.
And then somehow
I don't do that.
God blamed on Harry.
I do not do that.
But.
I do not.
Every person in the world passes gas, my Lord.
Nope. I got to be pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
I am.
Out of here.
Go to the other room.
I'm a lady.
That train was out of the station decades ago.
Well, all right. Well, you got another case coming up. Right. And this whole Karen Reed thing, it ain't going away.
No, we'll see if they go forward with it. Yes, we will. All right. We have to take a break, but we'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.